Greetings of love, and in Lakesh, the theme today is awakening the Genesis field, retrieving origin memory. This marks the beginning of a new 260-day cycle, the fourth of eight since the inception of inner time. So every 13 days, we will enter one of the 20 planetary memory zones, which you can follow along through the image of the planet Holon, which will be attached. And through guided visualizations, we will retrieve lost knowledge from the invisible libraries contained within each of these 20 regions. And this 260-day cycle is also a practice of attunement and sensitization to what is currently unfolding in different regions of our planet. And this includes the contemplation of the past influences, the present conditions, and the future potentialities. So these transmissions aren't meant to be exhaustive. They just offer an orientation or a focalization point that awakens deeper perceptions and reflections, and hopefully more compassion. So we'll approach each of these zones through the higher lens of cosmic history and the law of time, and through the larger evolutionary arc of the biosphere-noosphere transition in which we are all participants in. So we begin with Kin 1, the first magnetic gate held by the Dragon Zone, the cradle of civilization, and the origin point of planetary memory. And remember, each zone functions as both a magnetic gate and a symbolic vault within the invisible library that holds the keys to humanity's origin, purpose, and unrealized potential. So, taken together, the 20 zones form an inner map of remembrance. And though they unfold across the earth, ultimately they're an inner architecture of our own knowing within our own being. So that by the end of this 260-day cycle, we will not only have activated the whole earth, but we also are activating a new inner architecture of consciousness. So we're about to begin the journey of the Dragon Zone through a guided visualization where you will retrieve seven keys, and each key is a living thread of remembrance. And again, this Dragon Zone, known as the Cradle of Civilization, and this is because it holds the world's most revered sacred sites, or many of them, including the Great Pyramid of Giza. We have Mecca, Mount Kailash, Jerusalem, but it also contains many of the major conflict zones that are localized in the Dragon Zone, like Israel, Palestine, Syria, Lebanon, Xinjiang in China, Afghanistan, parts of Kashmir, Iraq. But the purpose of naming the places is just to offer a point of orientation and focus. Because ultimately, this is all about sensing a deeper architecture and accessing a deeper memory. Okay, so we'll begin the vi first visualization, awakening the Genesis field, retrieving origin memory. So just take a few breaths, few deep breaths, and shake off whatever else you have currently going on, and just gently settle into your body and allow your senses to soften and the world around you to fall away, and just allow yourself to come into full presence, because we are entering the first vault of the invisible library, the chamber of beginnings, where the memory field of humanity originated and is stored. Okay, so a few breaths, and then feel yourself standing at the apex of the Great Pyramid of Giza, the very top point of the pyramid. Imagine that you are the missing capstone reawakening. And you feel a column of light rising from the apex of the pyramid into your whole being and localizing in your heart. You feel this light activating in your heart chakra and then flowing outward omnidirectionally into the great ley lines of this cradle of civilization. And this light emanating from your heart is clearing the static, softening the field, and restoring coherence and healing. And from this sacred height at the top of the pyramid, you gaze down upon the vastness of the Dragon Zone. You see the lands and the pyramids of Egypt radiating outward, and beyond them, the Dragon Zone unfolds like a living mandala of sacred geographies. Mesopotamia, Jerusalem, the Ganges, Mecca, the highlands of Tibet, and the Himalayas stretching like the spine of the world. The region is vast. And as this light flows outward from your heart, you start to see the desert horizon begin to expand around you. And the air carries the faint scent of cosmic histories that you have once knew. And you're not simply observing the land and the geography, you're standing atop a living field encoded with memory. And as this recognition deepens in you, you feel yourself beginning to descend from the apex. And you're descending, descending, and the light around you becomes a path, and the ground gently rises to meet you. And you now find yourself standing in the desert with warm sand beneath your feet. You take a step forward, and something begins to shift. The sand softens and the horizons blur. The entire landscape starts to rearrange itself as though memory is reorganizing around your presence. What was once sand becomes smooth stone and then rises, forming the vast floor of a colossal temple. And the temple stretches out before you, timeless and immense. As you walk, the stone beneath you gives way again, and this time it becomes a mountain path. You follow the path upward, with light growing brighter around you. And then, just ahead, a doorway appears. It wasn't there a moment ago. It shimmers slightly, etched into the very fabric of the landscape. It's as if It's a portal into something older than time itself. You feel a magnetic force drawing you forward. As you cross the threshold, the landscape shifts again. You are no longer outside. You have entered a vast inner sanctum, the archive of Genesis. This hall is not carved from stone, but woven from the primordial matrix of Earth's original code. You step inside. Shelves surround you, filled with origin myths, cosmologies, ancient scriptures, and forgotten rites. But you realize these are not just stories about the past. They are living instructional fields. Even if you have forgotten them, they have not forgotten you. In the center of a chamber, you see a large circular basin. It holds no water. Instead, it shimmers like a cauldron of living awareness. You step closer and lean over it, expecting to meet your own reflection. But the surface begins to shift and open into something deeper. In a flash, you see and realize it. The imprint you brought into this current life. You see the beliefs carried over from other lifetimes and worlds. You see the inherited structures of meaning and unseen lineages that are quietly shaping how you perceive the world. As the recognition rises, it feels so familiar. Something that has been with you all along, simply waiting for you to finally see it. This is your first retrieval. I recover the memory of my origin. Now, in the space before you, three symbols appear. A lotus, a flame, and a stone. Each one is ancient. Each carries a different thread of origin memory. Notice which one most draws your attention, the lotus, the flame, or the stone. Trust the one that calls you. Reach out and touch it. As you do, feel a subtle current moving through your body, a warm recognition, the sense of remembering something you didn't know that you had forgotten. This is your second retrieval. I remember the root intelligence that shapes my life. A quiet stillness settles around you. Then slowly the hall begins to expand. A new chamber opens ahead, and you feel gently drawn toward it. You step inside, and you begin to witness the unfinished story of humanity's beginning. You see how early fragmentation gave rise to exile, and how exile over time created deep divisions. You see how devotion, once rooted in purity, rigidified into righteousness, and how truth, once fluid, became covered by a false light that eventually solidified into multiple polarities. You feel the weight of it, not just as history, but as something alive in the present world, a memory still replaying and looping. You open to full understanding. And in that openness, you begin to see how these stories were never fully integrated. Because they remain incomplete, they've been pulled forward through time, repeating themselves into our present-day world. They persist as patterns of unresolved karma, carried across generations and extending into other times and other worlds. This is your third retrieval. I carry origin not as identity, but as responsibility to evolve it. Place your hand over your heart and feel what you now hold. Memory, root intelligence, and evolutionary responsibility. Now you begin to understand that the Dragon Zone is not just a region on a map, it lives inside of you. Take a breath and allow your awareness to widen. Feel yourself dropping beneath the surface into the lives of the people who inhabit this region. Beneath the sacred symbols and historic sites, real lives are unfolding. People are in conflict, in grief, in faith. They're longing for safety and carrying the hidden weight of ancestral memory. Feel their dignity and their humanity as equal to your own. As you settle into this wider field, sense what lives between this turmoil beneath the unconsciousness, because there's a deeper current, a quiet river of memory flowing beneath the visible world. People are facing siege, displacement, and profound loss, and yet, resilience remains, and a quiet strength to go on persists, even in the heart of hardship. Feel the weight of unanswered prayers, and for a moment, imagine that through your awareness, some part of those prayers are being heard and answered now. Let that awareness deepen your breath and soften your heart. Now sense the ground beneath you. Feel the stirring as if the earth itself is speaking. It says, "Remember me. The story is not finished. Come closer." Let the vibration of those words move through your body. Feel yourself being called deeper inward. Inward, inward, until suddenly you find yourself back in the archive of origins. The air is still, and the space feels vast and ancient, like it has been waiting for you. The room is lined with scrolls. Shelves curve around the space like a spiral. As you move closer, you realize that each scroll contains a single question. Not just any questions, these are the root questions the ones that shaped civilizations, religions, myths, and prayers. And then it becomes clear you are standing in the chamber that holds humanity's first questions. Who are we? Why are we here? Who or what is God? What and why is suffering? What is destiny? What are we here to do? These questions have lived through every generation, culture, and every heart. They have shaped prayers and philosophies, scriptures and revolutions. Feel these questions now as they are still alive within the human field. And this is your fourth retrieval. The original questions of existence, carried in your being since before birth, now rise into your awareness. Now, another layer becomes visible. You begin to sense patterns, stories that repeat across time and generations, exile, longing, division, fragmentation. These are not just personal stories. They live in the collective field. And again, they're carried forward from other times and other worlds, still unresolved. And these patterns continue to repeat. And now we bring them to full awareness. Let them be seen now clearly. And gently and without judgment. This is your fifth retrieval. The story that unconsciously repeats is now recognized. The basin shifts again. A new message rises, not as words, but as a knowing that you now feel within your whole being. This is your sixth retrieval. I return to the original wholeness that lives beneath all stories of all times. With that retrieval, the chamber begins to dissolve around you, the shelves, the basin, the scrolls fading away like mist. There's a sense of completion. And a subtle expansion. You feel yourself gently rising, lifting out of the archive. And once again, you find yourself hovering over the Dragon Zone. Let yourself widen and expand over this vast horizon. Let this feeling of wholeness you carry now begin to extend outward. Now we begin the harmonization. Gently bring your awareness again over this entire dragon zone and let your heart expand. You're inside a field of a shared planetary consciousness. Called to participate in its healing. And now, with intention, place your hands on the ground of this region. As you do, begin to sense the earth beneath you. Feel into its vastness and its depth. Feel a warmth rising from the earth. Older than all wars, older than any borders, any belief systems, it is the earth remembering itself through you. Let the warmth of that remembrance move through you and feel it gently move into your arms, your chest, and gather in your heart as a quiet, steady flame. And from this flame, Feel a wave of compassion begin to arise and extend beyond your body, gently filling the entire dragon zone. Let the warmth reach all those who are suffering, struggling, or displaced. And let this quiet strength of your heart bathe this whole region in a divine presence. And with each inhale, feel your field gathering strength, clarity, and remembrance. And with each exhale, feel thousands of years of static, fear, and inherited narratives just beginning to dissolve. And silently offer this prayer. May clarity reach this field. May memory heal all who reside there. May humanity evolve its divine origin. May peace prevail for all. And then take three slow breaths and feel back into your body again. And sensing that something has shifted and that this is only the beginning, you carry the retrieved treasures now, and this is your seventh and final retrieval. I am a thread in the great remembering, woven into the song of return. And here we will conclude.